Hinduism, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Continued from Part 2. Section 4.2. Etymology. Though linguists and historians haven't reached a consensus, the term Hindu is generally accepted to be derived from the name of the Sindhu, that is, the Indus River, which is known as Hindu in Persian. The term was used for people that lived around or beyond the Sindhu. In this region, the advanced Mohenjo-Daro civilization flourished about 5,000 years ago. Hinduism in some form probably existed long before that. According to historical linguistics, the Sir of the Indo-Aryan branch, as represented by Sanskrit, is cognate with the her sound of the Iranian branch, as represented by Avestan and Old Persian. In the Rig Veda, the Indo-Aryans mention their expanse as Sapta Sindhu, the land of seven rivers. This became the term Hapta Hindu in Avesta. Vendidad Fargard 1.18. Hindu, Indu or Intu in China is still used in some languages to denote an Indian or India. The Greek term India was originally pronounced Hindia. Her became lost, as in later Greek there was no character for H. In modern Persian and Arabic, the term Hindustan denotes the Indian subcontinent, and Hind or Al-Hind is used to denote the Republic of India. The word Hindu, possibly due to Iranian influence in the sense of people of India, is used in some early medieval Sanskrit texts like Bhavishya Purana, Kalika Purana, Meru Tantra, Ramakosha, Hemantakavikosha, and Adbhut Rupakosha. India is also traditionally but unofficially called Hindustan or Hind in Hindi, Persian, and Arabic. Note that the word Hindustan also has other meanings. Until about 19th century, the term Hindu implied a culture and ethnicity and not a religion. When the British government started taking periodic census and established a legal system, the need arose to define Hinduism as a distinct religion along the lines of Christianity or Islam. Some scholars, such as Bal Gangadhar Tilak, define it as a religion based on the Vedas, using the analogy of the Bible being the basis of Christianity and Quran being the Muslim scripture. That even an atheist may be called as a Hindu is an example of the fact that Hinduism is far more than a simple religious system. It is actually an extremely diverse and complicated river of evolving philosophies and ancient traditions. Subsection 4.2, 4.3. Vedic Religion. Main article, Vedic Religion. Modern Hinduism grew out of the knowledge described in the Vedas. The earliest of these, the Rig Veda, centers on worship of the deities Indra and Agni, and on the Soma ritual. They would perform fire sacrifices called yajna, with the chanting of the Vedic mantras, but they built no temples, idols or icons. Probably, animals were also sacrificed in larger yajnas, as claimed by Buddhist and Jain texts. The Ashwamedha was the most important sacrifice described in the Yajurveda, possibly performed for the last time by Samudragupta in the 4th century. The age and origins of the Vedas themselves are disputed, but it is clear that they were transmitted orally for several millennia. They show strong similarities to the language and religion of the Avesta, as well as more distantly to other Indo-European languages and religions. See Indo-Aryan migration. Subsection 4.4. Hindu nationalism. Main articles: Hindu nationalism, Hindutva, and Hindu Rashtra. In the 20th century, emerging Indian nationalism began to emphasize Hinduism in opposition to the British Raj, but also in contrast to Islam, and after independence in connection with the territorial disputes with Pakistan. Such nationalistic Hinduism is generally termed Hindutva. Hinduness, paradoxically not a well-formed Sanskrit word, since Hindu is a Persian word. But the boundaries are fluid, and the Indian Supreme Court ruled that no precise meaning can be ascribed to the terms Hindu, Hindutva, and Hinduism, and no meaning in the abstract can confine it to the narrow limits of religion alone, excluding the content of Indian culture and heritage. Hindutva ideology was enunciated first by Savarkar in his seminal work Hindutva. Hindutva ideology rose to importance in Indian politics in the 1980s and is chiefly associated with the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh movement. It has come to symbolize the rising bipolarization of Indian polity in the late 1990s and the first decade of the 21st century, evident in the rise of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, in the same period. One of their short-term aims is to build a temple to Rama at the site of the controversial Babri Mosque, destroyed by some Hindutva activists in 1992 in Ayodhya. Many believe that Lord Rama was born at the site, and that a Vaishnavite temple was constructed there to commemorate the birthplace. Some historians and Hindutva activists claim that the Mughal commander Mir Baqi destroyed the temple and built the Babri Mosque in his alleged frenzy of iconoclasm. However, the destruction of the temple is also attributed to the Mughal emperor Aurangzeb. Subsection 4.5. Temples. Main article: Mandir. Hindu temples inherited rich and ancient rituals and customs, and have occupied a special place in Hindu society. They are usually dedicated to a primary deity called the presiding deity and other subordinate deities associated with the main deity. However, some mandirs are dedicated to multiple deities. The most major temples are constructed as per the Agama Shastras, and many are sites of pilgrimage. For many Hindus, the four Shankaracharyas, the abbots of the monasteries of Joshimath, Puri, Sringeri, and Dwarka, four of the holiest pilgrimage centers, sometimes to which a fifth at Kanchi is also added, are viewed as the four highest patriarchs of the Hindudom. Temples are a place for darshan, vision of the divine, puja, meditation, and religious congregation, though not so regular and often as among the Muslims and the Christians, among other religious activities. Puja or worship frequently uses the aid of a murti, statue in which divine presence is invoked, in conjunction with the singing or chanting of meditational prayers in the form of mantras. Devotional songs called bhajans, written primarily from the 14th to 17th centuries, kirtan, devotional songs, and aarti are sometimes sung in conjunction with the performance of puja. This rather organic system of devotion attempts to aid the individual in connecting with God through spiritual communion. This form of icon and temple worship, puja, is integral to the bhakti cult. Most Hindu homes also have a specific area devoted to daily worship of the deities with religious icons and meditation. Subsection 4.6 Current Geographic Distribution. Main article, Hinduism by Country. Of the total Hindu population in the world, about 94%, 890 million, live in India. Significant numbers of Hindus reside in Bali, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Fiji, Guyana, Nepal, Mauritius, Suriname, Singapore, and Trinidad and Tobago. In Nepal and Bali, Hinduism is the major religion and is still reflected in the traditional culture and architecture. There are also sizable Hindu populations in Sri Lanka, 3 million, Pakistan, 2.5 million, Malaysia, 1.5 million, United States, 1.5 million, South Africa, 1.1 million, and the Middle East, 1 million, and the United Kingdom, 1 million. Section 5. Hindu Philosophy, the Six Vedic Schools of Thought. Main article, Hindu Philosophy. The six Astik or Orthodox, accepting the authority of the Vedas, schools of Hindu philosophy are Nyaya, Vaisheshik, Sankhya, Yog, Purva Mimansa, also called just Mimansa, and Uttar Mimansa, also called Vedanta. The other non-Vedic schools are called Nastik or heterodox and refer to Buddhism, Jainism and Lokayat. The schools that continue to enrich Hinduism today are Purva Mimansa, Yoga and Vedanta. See Hindu philosophy for a discussion of the historical significance of Sankhya, Nyaya and Vaisheshika. Subsection 5.1 Purva Mimansa. Main article, Purva Mimansa. The main objective of Purva, earlier Mimansa school, also simply called Mimansa, was to firmly establish the authority of the Vedas. Consequently, the school's most valuable contribution to Hinduism was its formulation of the rules of interpretation of Vedas. Its adherents believed that true knowledge is self-evidently proven and tried to find out the basis of Vedic ritualism through reasoning. This school of thought forms the basis of modern Hindu ritualism, strictly followed only by a minority which believes in the inherent power of rituals. Section 5.2 Yoga. Main article, Yoga. Yoga means union and is generally interpreted as union with the divine or integration of body, mind and spirit. Its goals are moksha or samadhi. It, like the Upanishads, seeks liberation through the disunion of the spirit, purusha, and the nature, prakriti. Through meditational, physical and spiritual practices, along with a firm belief in God, Ishvara. Upanishads, sage Patanjali's Yoga Sutra and the Bhagavad Gita are indispensable literature in the study of Yoga and elaborate on Raj Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Of these, the Yoga Sutra is essentially a compilation and systematization of meditational yoga philosophy. Section 5.3 Uttar Mimansa, Vedanta and its three main schools. Main article, Vedanta. The Uttar, later Mimansa school, also called as Vedanta, is the central pillar of Hinduism and was responsible for a new wave of philosophical and meditative inquiry, renewal and revival of Hinduism, and established strong philosophical foundation. Primarily associated with the Upanishads, and the commentaries by Badarayan, the Vedanta Sutra, Sutras, Vedanta thought, according to the pre-Shankaran Buddhist sources, Aryadev, Kamalshil, Bhavya, monotheistic, later split up into three principal and three other groups, initiated by the thinking and writing of Adi Shankara. Most Hindu thought today in some way relates to changes affected by Vedantic thought, which focused on the unity of the whole God. The great debate between the followers of major Hindu philosophical school, Advaita, and the schools such as those of Ramanuj and Madhva, focused on the true nature of Brahman, on whether Brahman is essentially monistic, qualified dualistic, or dualistic in nature. The world-famous sect of ISKCON, worshipping Krishna, follows the Vedantic philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bhed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next subsection, Pure Monism, Advaita Vedanta, main article, Advaita. Advaita literally means not two. Thus, this is what we refer to as a monistic or non-dualistic philosophy, which emphasizes the oneness of the divine. Its proponent was Adi Shankara, 788-820. Shankara exposed in his theories, largely based on previous teachings of the Upanishads and his own guru, Govinda Bhagavad Pad, by analysis of the Vedas, he proposed the relative nature of the universe and established the non-dual nature of Brahman, in which Atman, the individual soul, and Brahman, the ultimate reality, are identified as identical. Reality is established in the non-dual nature of Brahman. Reality is categorized into three levels, transcendental, pragmatic, and apparent. As compared to the Brahman, which is the supreme reality, everything else, including the universe, the individuals, and even Ishvara, are not true. The universe, the individuals, and Ishvara are true only in the pragmatic level. To Advaitists, non-dualists, ultimate reality is best expressed as Nirguna, Brahman, or God without form, or God without physical attributes. Indeed, some might go far as to say that it is not God, but something beyond, the Godhead. However, even that definition can be limiting. Nirguna Brahman can never be described as it transcends all definitions. All personal forms of God, Ishvara, such as Vishnu or Shiva or the Mother Goddess, are different aspects of Nirguna Brahman in physical form, or God with attributes, Saguna Brahman. In fact, when a being tries to know the Supreme Spirit, Brahman, through his mind, Brahman becomes the Supreme Lord, Ishvara, under the effect of an illusionary power of Brahman called Maya. The material universe and the appearance of the single Atman to be seen as innumerable individual souls are also because of Maya. True nature of the Brahman, Jnana, is the only way to liberation. However, good karma and bhakti are recognized as great help in attaining true knowledge. Adi Shankara had also condemned the caste system. Next subsection, Qualified Monism, Vishishtadvaita Bhakti. Main article, Vishishtadvaita. Ramanuja, 1040-1137, was the foremost proponent of the concept of Sriman Narayana as a supreme Brahman. He taught that ultimate reality had three aspects, Ishvara, Vishnu, Chit, soul, and Achit, matter. Vishnu is the only independent reality, while souls and matter are dependent on God, Vishnu, for their existence. Because of this qualification of ultimate reality, Ramanuja's system is known as qualified non-dualism. Karma, along with bhakti, is the true path for liberation. Next subsection, dualism, Dvaita Bhakti, main article, Dvaita. Like Ramanuja, Madhva, 1238-1317, identified God with Vishnu. But this view of reality was purely dualistic in that he understood a fundamental differentiation between the ultimate Godhead and the individual soul, and the system is therefore called Dvaita, dualistic Vedanta. Bhakti is the only way for liberation. To be continued in the next part.